This is where it all begins.
Ready? Dates crash back in racing.
Welcome to RSN 927's Race Day Morning. For the first hour, it's the first word.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Race Morning. Michael Felgate in the chair for Gareth Hall this morning on Magic Millions Day. We've also got a really nice card at Flemington with the running of the listed Kensington Stakes. Sadly, for those of us in Melbourne and Victoria, it is anything but Magic Millions Gold Coast weather. It has been shocking in the last 24 hours. A lot of rain has fallen around the metropolitan area. We'll have a chat to Liam O'Keefe in a moment to see how much has actually hit Flemington and what track we are on currently for today's meeting. It is, of course, a twilight meeting of sorts. It's been brought forward half an hour due to the sun glare issues in the last race with the jockeys. So the first race today at headquarters kicks off at 1:43. The last race is run at 6:35. And of course, it is the $10 million Magic Millions Race Day with the two-year-old classic and also the three-year-old guineas. Plenty of million-dollar races, and we will be speaking to the major contenders this morning on The First Word. Looking forward to catching up with Johnny McArdle, Simon Zara, Philip Stokes, Richard Friedman, Matt de Kock, Mick Kent Jr., Troy Corson's John Sargent, Calvin McAvoy, Peter Galagotis and Levi Kavanagh as well. And then after 8 o'clock, as we do each and every Saturday, it is the best form panel in the world we can assemble. Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately will be finding you all the winners at Flemington. We'll also get a couple of tips from the Magic Millions as well. But let's get stuck into the weather and track conditions out at Flemington. Liam O'Keefe and his team have been working hard all morning. It's been a wild and woolly night for most of metropolitan Melbourne. Liam, good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael.
How much of that overnight weather has hit Flemington?
We've had 2.2 mil of rain, so it probably seemed a bit more just because it came down quite heavy and the weather's become quite cold and blustery. But, 2.2 mil in short, sharp bursting showers. But on top of that, we still put on 8 mil of irrigation late last night, early this morning, and that's left us on a good 4. And the going stick is 9.3 overall. The inside of the straight is 9.5. The outside is 8.7 and the shear is 12.1. Rail is in the 9 metre position and the moisture content in the track is 37.8%.
Well, that sounds like perfect conditions. And after watching Moonee Valley last night where the lightning, the wind, the rain wreaked havoc and they had to put the last race back, it seems that you've got through relatively unscathed with just 2 mils falling.
Yeah, it's probably, Moonee Valley's not too far away. They probably would have had similar, it was just quite unstable conditions with, as you mentioned, the strong winds and the sideways showers and the cooler temperatures. So we've been pretty lucky with the weather the last few Saturdays here, and it'll be a little bit cold today, but the Bureau have indicated that the showers have cleared for the day. So although it might be a little bit blustery, it's going to be relatively fine conditions.
Love logging on to the wind tracker, which you can jump onto the VRC website and have a look at. With that wind, how much is actually predicted today? And do you think that will have any factor in how races are run?
So moderate south-westerly winds today, west-south-westerly. So it's almost head-on in the straight, and then it'll be a crosswind around the home turn, and then a tailwind out of the 14, the mile shoot. So it's probably a little bit different than what we've had the last few meetings. We've had more south-easterly, which has been more of a tailwind in the straight, so a little bit head-on today, but at 20 kilometres, it's not super strong, so it shouldn't have too big of a bearing on how races are run.
It's been a busy period for the track. You pushed the rail out today. How do you think it's going to race?
Yeah, we're third week in a row this week, so we've just edged out the rail each mean to get the horse on some fresh ground. So with 9 metres today, fresh ground around the home turn, a little bit of marking on the inside, 4 metres up the straight. But given it's going to be a dry day, that won't impact on how the races are run. I think the circle races, they'll spread across the inside half, and for the straight racing, I think they'll gravitate to that middle to outside and spread out as a group when the straight meets the circle and sprint home from there. So I think it should play fairly well again, Michael.
Well, that's what we love to see. That's what we expect every time we go to headquarters. The track plays magnificently, and all we need now is your good thing for the day.
I'm going to tip Prezzato, the local. Stable's in good form and obviously has a good liking for the straight. So we'll go with Prezzato each way and see if we can get a winner.
Well, you're in good form too, Liam. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.
Liam O'Keefe, the track manager out at Flemington. Time to have a chat to our first trainer, and this is a man who we love to have a chat to on RSN because he always helps us out, and he's the big man himself, Johnny McArdle. How are you, John? It's been a big Magic Millions week.
Not too bad. Fair bit of work, but now we've got it done, so not too bad.
You got to work and play during Magic Millions week. Have you managed to bring anything home? Gee, it looks tough going. The depth and strength of the ring.
Oh yeah, very. It's a tough sale, but lucky enough with Rob Slater bought a Zoo Star filly, and then I bought an impending filly, and then yesterday bought a Fastnet Rock filly. So, yeah, they'll be coming home.
Very nice. And, of course, shares to purchase if any listeners want to have some fun with John McArdle.
Yeah, most certainly. The Zoo Star, give myself or Rob contact, the impendings through Red Gum Racing, and pretty much most of the Fastnets is covered, but no, any interest, redgumracing.com.au.
Absolutely. Well, you might be able to get a little bit of that cash back today because we've got Hydro Star, and I've been waiting to see this boy back in action because you helped us out mid-year with the declaration that he was a pretty smart horse, and a lot of the RSN listeners jumped on for his first start at Sandown, and he was uber impressive, and then nothing went right in the Vane Stakes. How is he spelled, and how has he come back?
Yeah, look, he didn't pull up great, to be honest, and the boys down at Lauriston have done a good job, but he did take a bit to pull up, to be honest. Look, the horse is fitting well on himself as we speak, but he's been making a few mistakes, so you have to take him on trust a little bit. His ability is good enough. It's just whether he concentrates well enough to get the job done. That'll be the main thing today.
Well, he is a colt. Would you like to keep him a colt, or does he need to have a little operation, do you think?
Today he's going to tell us. If he doesn't fire today, then I'm backing that him and his family jewels will be departing. But, yeah, we'll decide that after today.
How do you think he'll handle the straight for the first time, John?
Oh, look, he might wander around a little bit, but he's got the advantage of having a stable rider, Jamie Mott, who is obviously a very talented rider to sort of help guide him down there. You would think that he's best just sitting just off them and trying to use his good turn of foot, but we'll see what him and Jamie go up to later in the day.
Well, we know he's got the ability. What's your gut feel? Is it you just got a question mark on how he's going to handle the occasion today? Is that what's the main issue?
Yeah, it certainly is. He's a horse that's, he's made a few blues, and now he's probably not doing everything 100% right, but he's pretty talented. If he let go and did everything that I wanted him to do, then I would have thought that he'd finish in the first three, but he is, he is prone to making a few blues.
You got one other runner today, Chevalier Dion, in race number three. What happened last start at the Valley, John?
She's a horse that always gets a mile back out of her ground, and she actually ran one of the fastest last furlongs of the race, but she was that far off him that, over 9.55, she couldn't be involved. First up, she was very, very unlucky, and second up, she probably should have won. I think she'll be there and thereabouts again. How she'll handle the straight, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's the right type of race to have a crack at with her.
Well, she's a good little price, around about $17. So how would we play the day? Something each way on Chevalier Dion?
That's how I would have played it. Obviously, the other horse has got the talent to make the punters happy, but maybe not today. We'll just see how he goes today.
Good on you, John. Good luck today. Good luck getting home as well.
Cheers.
John McArdle up at the Gold Coast, where is at the same place that we'll find all trainers today, shopping up big, including Philip Stokes. He's got some really nice runners at headquarters, and he's got one trying to take home a big check, Sansom, on the Magic Millions Day as well. Good morning, Philip. How's the week been up there?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, Michael. Really good.
Have you taken many scalps in the ring?
We've got six so far. We've got to try and shop smart. And now we've been finding some nice horses there, and yeah, it's been really good.
Well, you've had good success in the past from the Magic Millions, including Sampson, who goes around today, and he's looking for the big check in the Magic Million snippets. And it is a strong race, as you'd expect for that amount of money, but he almost seems a little underrated. His recent record's been great. He's in good form. He's had the freshen up since Boxing Day. How's he settled in up there?
Fantastic. So we did all our work at home there at Pakenham. Sort of, we just copied what we did with Mr. Quickie when we won the Derby up here. He flew up here on Tuesday night. He's just loved it up here. I could be happier with him. Definitely a top three chance.
Are you surprised he's $10?
Yeah, I tell you, look, it's a high-pressure race. He won't be leading in this, but he'll get a nice run from the barrier, like Nashville Willis flying. I really think he's going to run a big race today.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. So good luck to Sansom in the big million-dollar Magic Million snippets. And at Flemington, you've got three nice runners as well. Looking forward to seeing the return of Aqua Girl. Gee, she had a good campaign last time in. She's now stakes placed. How is she spelled? Has she come back bigger and stronger?
She has. So we only gave her a light prep last time in two runs. She got the black type. We were tempting to push on, but the connections were fantastic. We tipped her out. She's come back in a lot stronger. Her jump has to be really good. Still got improvement to come, but like she's proven down the straight, she'll run really well.
It's a nice little race. You've got the form around Hydro Star. Parlophone, obviously, is very talented as well. But what are you expecting first up today?
Oh, look, I haven't got a round right up. She's still got improvement to come. She's going to be a top three chance again with improvement to come.
Seemingly Discreet takes on a hot field in the Kensington. This is a mare that's shown a lot of form in the past as well. Haven't seen her since the Norman Carline. Is she freshened up really well?
She has. Look, I'm probably throwing her in the deep end trying to get a bit of black type. But like her first up form's good. She's fresh. She, it's a hard race, but like if we happen to run top three, we'd be over the moon.
How do you think she'll handle the straight for the first time?
I think she'll be okay. Most of my horses seem to. I don't know why, but we haven't had many that haven't got down the straight.
Well, there's one horse that, I'm not sure why I think this, but I think he'll be suited to the straight, and that is Turbian, who we spoke before his last run at Caulfield, and Barrier 1 was a big question, and it was his undoing. But the big open straights of the Flemington 1200, gee, it looks certain to suit him. How has he come through that run?
Yeah, he took a little bit to get over that run. He slipped that day. We had rain just before the race. It was just what could have went wrong did go wrong. Complete forgive me run. So his work on Tuesday was really good. As long as we don't get... Is there any rain forecast in Melbourne today?
No. There's been a lot of rain overnight, but Flemington's only copped 2 mil, so it's a good four by the time your race comes around. It'll be a genuine good four, maybe a little upgrade. There's no more rain to come.
Okay, well, that's great to hear, because the harder the better for him. He just gets used to some wet tracks, so I think he'll handle it straight, and he's ready to win again.
As you come back a better horse, we know he's got a lot of ability, but forgiving his Caulfield run, he was awesome first up at Gawler. How do you think he's actually going?
Has he come back a better horse? To look at him physically, no. But, he's a Group 3 winner. I think he's well-placed in a race like that.
Where will he sit today? Got Campbell taking 3 kilos off him. Do you just want him off the speed?
Just off the speed, a bit of cover. I think that's the secret to, first time down the straight. And just produce him at the right time. And I'm hoping he can do the job.
You were bullish when he won first up. Are you confident today?
I am, yeah, I am. I am confident. I think I've always wanted to try him down the straight, and he goes there, as good as I can have him.
You got a couple over at Murray Bridge as well. Strike the Night and Haynton Station, who I think's favourite. Who's your best there?
Oh, Haynton Station. He looks very well placed there.
Is he your best of the day?
He's the safe bet, but I'm pretty bullish on all of them on an each way basis, and you know, I'm really looking forward to Sandston going around up here.
Well, best of luck, especially in the million-dollar race, Philip. We'll cheer him home for the Vics. You are a Vic now. You are a Vic. Good on you, Philip. Speak soon. Philip Stokes joining us from the Gold Coast. I wonder how Troy Corson's has gone up on the Goldie. How are you, Troy?
Really good, Michael.
How's the surf? Have you been in the water?
You know, I haven't been in the beach. We're actually staying at a house at Broadbeach Water, so been out at the sails, out for dinner, and back to the house, and then back to the sails again. So it's eat, sleep, look at horses, repeat.
Have you bought many?
14. We bought 10, and Bennett Racing has given us 4, so we've had a tremendous sale.
Gee, that's is that a normal amount for you guys, or is that more than what you would normally take home?
Well, 12 is the most we've ever had. That was about 3 years ago, but it's just been a really good sale. And hopefully we can get a couple more tonight.
Well, you might have a bit more play money tonight, although having a look at the barriers for all your runners at the Magic Millions today, Divine Diva's drawn 17, Morrissey 19, Yes Baby Yes 16, and The Astrologist 15.
There's no need to laugh about it.
Oh, sorry. Well, if you don't laugh, you'd cry, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, yeah, we got the barriers on Wednesday, and I had a look, and I just couldn't believe it. Just horrendous. But anyway, what do you do?
Well, what do you do? Let's start with The Astrologist. What's the plan?
Oh, The Astrologist will go forward. That's the pattern. I think drawn out there is not terrible. You would have loved him to have drawn 7. He could have gone forward and got a pretty easy lead, or if not, get outside the leader. But we're just going to have to do that little bit more work. He does drop down to 54 in this, and he's come on since that run last Saturday. I think he's in a better space, so hopefully he can turn the tables and go forward and be a real force today.
I was going to say, what did you make of his run last week?
I was a touch disappointed, to be honest. We thought he'd go there and be very, very hard to beat. I reckon he got stuck in the wrong part of the track, and Dad actually walked the track the next day. It was quite boggy on the fence, and you could see from the 700 metres he was off the bridle. And if you're a punter, you just you did not want to be on him at that time, that's for sure.
Yes, Baby Yes is an outsider in the Guineas. Any place hope?
Look, she really, we got a little bit of rain overnight, but probably would have preferred a bit more. And she really needed to draw a gate to be a place champ. So I'm not conceding defeat, but it's been a really good education for her coming up here. But we really need things to go right for her to be able to win today.
Is there any more rain expected today? Because I see it's currently rated a soft 5.
Yeah, soft 5, and there's showers due at 1 o'clock, but it's extremely unpredictable. There's one thing I've learned over the last 10 days being up here is the weather reports are extremely wrong. So it's no good even trying to predict what's going to happen.
All right. What hope, Morrissey, from the car park?
Well, Morrissey, he's going to have to go back. There's a good bit of speed in that, so he will go back and hopefully can sweep. He ran really good in this race last year, and he drew terrible last year as well and really flashed home and ran a good race. So that's what he'll be trying to do today.
And we spoke last week, and you picked out Defiant Diva for the Rich Maiden. Unfortunately, you've drawn once again barrier 17, because it sounded like you were pretty confident that she'd be hard to beat. And still $27, $23 for this filly, despite the barrier. What's the plan?
Look, she's thrived since she's been up here. Really, really pleased with her, and she is a quality filly that we think is probably city class minimum in Melbourne, so you'd expect her to run a really good race. Had she drawn a gate, I'd be telling you she was our best for the day. But being out there, we're going to need a little bit of luck. She'll probably go back. We'll leave it to Craig. He's the master tactician. But you'd love to see her go back, settle, and finish over the top of them.
Little birdie tells me it might be your birthday today. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. 47 today, unfortunately.
47?
Any
birthday celebrations?
If we get a winner, there might be, but nothing planned at this stage. Oh, the kids and Lauren have got a nice breakfast plan.
Oh, very good. I see you got one at Flemo as well, Johnny Karate. He's an 80-1 pop.
Yeah, he's a nice 3-year-old by Adelaide. I think the 2,000 metres are really suiting him. He's actually a sneaky place chance, I reckon.
$15 a place. We'll take that. Enjoy your birthday.
Thanks, Michael.
Happy birthday, mate. Good luck today at the races.
Thank you, mate.
Troy Corson's up on the Gold Coast. 47 today, Troy Corson's is. We're going to take a quick break. 26 minutes past the first word with all the trainers. After this, we'll head to, I think he's in Sydney. He didn't make it up to the Gold Coast, but Richard and Michael Friedman have got a big chance in the three-year-old guineas.
A day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
Welcome back to Race Day Morning on this Magic Millions Day. Also listed racing at headquarters with the Kensington Stakes. Final scratchings will be through in a moment. I can give you the early scratchings in Race 2, Takeout 2. Mr. Monaco, 6 Florida Dream, 10 Seafield Road and 11 Tanker. Race 3, Scratch 3, The Commoner, 5 Sasayuri, 6 Raven's Blaze, 8 Delusions. Race 5, Takeout 10, Unrealistic, and Race 9, Takeout 2, Mystico, 5 Enigman and 9 I'm Telling You and 12 Deep Dive. We'll have final scratchings in just a matter of moments. Could be a big day for Richard and Michael Friedman, whose partnership has been flying of recent months. And today, they're looking for one of their biggest paychecks in the Gold Coast three-year-old guineas with Forbidden Love. And they've got a few runners in Sydney at Rose Hill, and I think there might be a couple of sneaky ones at Kembla Grange as well. Richard Friedman, he's not on the Gold Coast, which is a disappointment for a lot of people who would love to see him strutting along the beach in his budgies, but he's back holding the fort in Sydney. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Morning, Michael. No one wants to see that.
Are you a budgie man or a board short man?
I think I gave up being a budgie man when I was about 26.
26? You lasted longer than I would have thought.
Maybe.
How has Forbidden Love settled in up at the Gold Coast? Because, she's a promising filly. Every time I speak to you, I can hear the excitement in your voice about her.
Yeah, she's just tough. She's just a good racehorse to train. You know, she tries hard. She's got a great attitude to it. So, you know, it's just nice to have a horse, you know, with that attitude, with her ability. I mean, I'm not saying that she's Winx, but she's certainly talented and keeps getting, you know, marginally better every time we put a new challenge in front of her.
How much improvement has she then taken from that Gosford Guineas, which was on a heavy track over the 1,200?
Well, she looks, you know, that's the thing with her. She just looks exactly the same. She looks the same all the time. It doesn't seem to worry her what we do. She doesn't go backwards and just seems to creep forwards each time. So that's kind of why we like training her. She's just a good, tough filly like that.
It's an intriguing race. The market and the punters have got it down to a race in three. Isotope and Away Game are probably the two most talked about, and your filly Forbidden Love. You've all drawn really nice barriers as well. Do you want to see her up on speed like she was in the Empire Rose?
Well, I don't think you want to be too far away, and it's going to be a bit tricky today because they had 6 millimetres of rain this morning already and some heavy storms predicted for the afternoon. And you know how heavy they can be there. They can be torrential on the Gold Coast when they come. So it's going to be a bit of a tricky afternoon. But I would think you wouldn't want to be too far away. Given when you draw a decent gate, I think you've got to take advantage of that.
Well, she certainly loves the wet if it does get any worse than the soft five. In your mind, who's the hardest to beat?
Well, you know, I don't know those I know Away Game previously, you know, because I've seen quite a bit of her last year and earlier, you know, late last year in the spring as well. You know, a very, very good filly and certainly capable of winning. If she puts her best performances up, she'll be mighty hard to beat. Whether she's developed at the same rate that some of these other fillies have as she's got into her three-year-old year, well, that's, I guess, a question mark for them. Isotope, Queensland form, hard to line up. You know, it's just difficult to know how tough that. I know she beat Away Game. Away Game was first up. Not sure how much Away Game's developed or not developed. So just hard to, difficult to line up. Either of those two fillies could win. Our filly could win. I think that's what makes it an intriguing race.
Have you had much luck at the Millions previously?
I don't think we've had that many runners. Took one up there for the 2400 metre race last year, ran fourth. And, you know, I can't remember going back, you know, 20 years ago. Probably we've won a few races there, but just escapes my memory at the moment.
Well,
getting old, you see.
Well, aren't we all? You would love to win that 2400-metre race, the Sub-Zero Magic Millions. And you got a chance today with Elaborate because had a look at its replay. And I know you got beaten a couple of lengths, but continued to find the line last start.
Yeah, he copped a bit of a check at the top of the straight, which probably cost him being with those first three over the line. I'm not saying he would have beaten them, but he would have been in the mix there. And, you know, he was working home like a 2400-metre horse. And we know he does run that trip, so he's in good shape. He's coming in his fifth run, so he's, you know, we've given him his best chance to win a big check like that.
Who is Forbidden Love your best up there?
I think they're both kind of equal chances there, but they're both chances, neither of which I would declare as, you know, a certainty. I'd declare very few of those, but they're definitely both there with a good chance.
Gee, you've got an interesting runner in Sydney, Cognac, who I see has got an entry for the All-Star Mile. This is the international galloper that we haven't seen before. How good is this horse?
Well, we think he's pretty good. I mean, his trials have been surprisingly good over, you know, trial distances, which are, you know, 900 metres, 1,000 metres. He's been surprisingly sharp. I don't say he can win today. It's 1,200 metres today, and he's probably a horse looking for 1,600 metres and maybe even further. And it depends on how that race is run. If that race, they put on some pace and the leaders are starting to get a little weary the last couple of hundred metres, well, he'll be motoring home. Whether he gets there or not depends on how weary they get. But I would think he would settle in the second half of the field and he would be finding the line strongly.
Any chance out back, Diva?
I'm going to scratch her. Yeah. Okay. 14, you know, second up, she's undefeated, and I just didn't want to run her from, you know, 16 alley. Albeit they've been scratching, she probably comes into about 11 or 12, but it's just not something I want to do. I can run her next week and hopefully draw a better gate.
The RSN listeners love a sneaky out wide tip on a Saturday, and you've got a fair few heading to Kembla Grange today. Have we got one of those morals that you talk about?
Well, they're really sneaky, but I mean the punters do find them. I think they found Head On Up. I think she'll run well in the first race. A bit hard to tell. There's a couple of unraced ones there that look sharp, but I think she'll run well in the first race. And then later in the day, Cabarita has been working well and is probably in a right race and, you know, Rock the Bells similarly. Harmonium in that same race with Rock the Bells, both of those horses will run well. So it's one of those days where we could have a fantastic day or we could run good races and not win one. It's just one of those days where you're right on the cusp of it.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it, Richie, and you've got big chances today.
Yeah, it's always good. It's nice to, you know, get to a nice race day and, you know, have a number of runners around the country that can get the prize. It's the aim of every trainer is to try and build a stable that will do that.
Well, good luck today, mate.
Thanks, mate. Talk soon.
Richard Friedman joining us there. Time now to have a chat to Mick Kent Jr. And spoke to Mick Price earlier in the week, and it's been a busy sale for Michael Kent Jr. and Mick Price. G'day, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well, Michael. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you holding up? The campaign is it's an arduous one on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's been a long 2 weeks, so looking forward to going home. But no, it's been good. The first week actually helped us out with the weather. It was very overcast, actually raining a lot, and it made it much easier to get around and look at, you know, there's 1,000 horses here, so it was tough work, but the weather helped us out, and it's come good for race day today. It's a lovely morning, so looking forward to getting out there and having a go.
What's the number at the moment? How many have you bought?
Oh, I think we've signed for maybe 17. There might be some more join the sale from other clients. It's been a really good sale for us. We've really enjoyed it. Bought some beautiful horses. I'm sure everyone will tell you that. But seriously, we have a lot of our horses on our short list we've bought and at the right price. So I encourage everyone to get on our website, check it out. Nice horses there. And hopefully we're back here next year. With a two-year-old in the big race.
Absolutely. Well, you've got a three-year-old in the Guineas today, our playboy. Can he turn around what's been pretty average on paper his last couple?
Yeah, for sure. It's a strange one. Like he ran six in the Coolmore, and we couldn't have been happy with how he came back after a let-up. We thought of all the horses in the stable, he was thriving the most. And he got up here and he put in two average runs, and we sort of put that down to him being a bit of a colt. He's just not firing like he should. We've got Mick D, his old jockey, back on board today, which may be something. But, look, he's up here, he's in the race. It'll be a lot of fun today for the owners, but we're just hoping.
Gee, a lot of putters are looking forward to seeing the return of Parlophone in the first. She's going to start a pretty firm favourite. How has she come back, Michael?
Yeah, when she walked back in the stable, she's definitely improved type. You know, she's a bigger, stronger filly. She's got beautiful muffle tone, and she's had a perfect prep. I love Barry 8 of 8 down the straight. I think that's perfect. Mm. Just gives Jamie some options. There's not a heap of speed in that race, so she can just work out what she does. But as we know, it's probably the right barrier for the straight. And she's had two good jump outs. She was very good in her second one where she jumped cleanly. That's the important thing with her. We know in the past she's had little misdemeanors, but happy to have Jamie on board who's trialed her before. And I'm sure she'll give her a good steer.
So there's been no signs of any of those little buck jump and issues that she's had at the barriers before this time in?
No, but in saying that, she's never done before at track work. Yeah. It's different. You know, you've got a bigger saddle on, big, thick pad underneath the saddle. So, look, we're very confident she'll behave herself. She's a more mature filly mentally as well. So, very happy to get her back to the races, and hopefully she kicks off with a win, and then we can aim at some better things in the autumn.
If she does behave herself, we know the class that she's got. Do you expect her to win today?
Interesting race. Hydro Star's an interesting one. You know, he had a big boom on him and then had an issue. So he'll be hard to beat, no doubt. It's a competitive race. And while she's she's giving away some fitness, no doubt. But I think from our point of view as trainers, she's definitely forward enough to run really well. And I think, as you said, she's got the talent to win. If everything goes right, she relaxes early and then she got a very, very good finish on her. So I think, I think she can win and just needs things to go away from the barrier.
You got Swift Shore at Alloway stepping up to the 2,000 in race number four. Who have you got a leaning to?
Look, both are progressive types. I'd probably have a lean towards Swift Shore. I think he's a horse that's got some good potential. He was very good in his first two, and then he won very well at his third start, so fourth up, 2,000 suits. In saying that, Alloway's really improved. He was a bit woolly in the coat going to his first run, but he won a weak maiden well. And I thought it was a good run last time against older horses. So both have got beautiful barriers, both profile well, but had to choose. I think Swift Shore's at this stage got a better turn of foot, and hopefully one of them wins.
Gee, Mr. Meter is absolutely flying at the moment. She goes around in race number eight, and I know she's taking on stronger class today, but she looks over the odds at $10.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, we picked this race out at benchmark 78-2000, thinking it might be a winnable race, but I reckon it's a very good race for the class. Long Arm is a very exciting horse. I know Manny Galagotis and Peter, you know, paid some money for him, and he won very well first up. He's sort of, they think he's like might be a listed group horse down here. So he's very progressive, and I know they expect him to go well. Influential Girl's got great form around Defibrillate. It's a good little race. Coolth obviously has a big boom on him too. So I think while she's going very well, I think the price is fair. And in saying that, she's third up 2,000, barrier four. It all looks really well for her. She's I thought it was a big win last time. She sat three wide, no cover, and won going away by a big margin. So we could never go any better. And if she takes the rise in class, she can definitely run really well.
Got a nice chance in Sydney as well. Terrace House goes around in race number seven and was only just knocked off last start.
Yeah, correct. So we went up to Sydney seeking a bit of cut in the ground, and he ran really well last time, and we found this race, so we just stayed up there. There's no, it's not a soft track today, but there should be moisture in the track. And he's got a lovely barrier. He's into barrier two. He'll race on speed. He's got blinkers back on again. Kerry McAvoy just thought he was a little bit off the bridle last time. Yeah, blinkers back on. He's going really well. He's definitely a good each-way chance in that race.
So who's your best? Is it Parlophone?
Yeah, Parlophone for sure for me. Parlophone and Swiftsure and Terrace House would be the top three. I think if you had a play around those, you'd be doing okay.
Good luck today, Michael.
Yep. No worries. Thanks, Michael.
Michael Kent Jr. joining us there from the Gold Coast. Time to have a chat to Matthew de Kock, who is up on the coast, also with Robbie Griffiths, buying up Big Ford the Stable. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Have you done a few Magic Millions with your dad in the past?
Very first time. So Robbie's been showing me the ropes, and it was a good week.
I bet it was. Does he show you the ropes during the sales and then after dark as well?
Oh, he's very good at showing me the ropes after dark and during the sales, yeah.
It sounds like you've bought a few.
Yeah, we've managed to get 9 horses, so we're really happy with that, yeah.
Well, let's hope you can help pay for some of those 9, because it could be a really good day for the team at Flemington. You've got Hasseltoff, who kicks it off in race number 2, Jamie Carr in the saddle. Up 3 kilos, but gee, he was super impressive on New Year's Day. He continued to improve and come through that win well?
Yeah, he was really impressive with Jamie. I thought she really got along well with the horse. There's been a couple of scratchings in the race, smaller field. He's maintained everything you'd hope he'd maintain between runs. His appetite is as good as mine and Robbie's up at the Gold Coast, so I'm really happy with him.
Is the weight any concern at all for you?
No, that's no concern. He's a strong enough horse for that. He's going to have a soft run. He's two on the inside of a scratch, so he'll be jumping from barrier 1. So he'll burn no energy to be in a good spot, you know.
Do you want him to lead? He normally races up on the speed. Or would you like him to get a bit of cover?
Ideally, he won 1 to follow. But listen, Jamie Carr's a good jockey, and we'll have to just leave it to her.
All right, well, that's Hasseltoff. He's into 220 with those scratchings in the second race. And then looking forward to the resumption of Halvorsen. Our troll expert, Glenn Ingram, has said he's never seen him troll better. He's airborne at the moment. How do you think he's going?
Yeah, for me, he's been difficult to assess because I haven't seen him in any previous preps. And after Monday, though, we got pretty excited because he trialed really, really well. So, you know, we're hopeful that he can return in better order. Robbie knows him extremely well, and he's extremely happy with the horse. We know that there's some meat on the bone, so to speak, you know, going forward. We've got races in mind, like the Lightning Stakes and the Newmarket. So there's a lot of improvement to come, but what he did on Monday was, you know, that first real sign that he's coming back to his best.
He had that little injury. He's been sound the entire time back in?
Yeah, he's been sound, and we've put a lot of hard work and effort into him. I'm happy with him, very happy with him.
Well, it's going to be a cracking race. Barrier 1, what are your thoughts on that for him with his racing style?
I'm not too concerned today. You know, it's his first run back, so we're not going to read too much into that.
And you've got Influential Girl, who goes around in race number 8, and she's been racing in brilliant form without much luck. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, her last run, we were disappointed that she just got stuck in the straight, and we honestly felt that if she had a clear run, I think she probably could have won. So in theory, she's a runner, she's a winner without a penalty. You know? So hopefully Lewis can have a clear passage today. He's drawn 9, so he should be maybe one off a fence and can switch out and give her a clear run. She's so honest and she always tries so hard. And wish we had 50 Influential Girls in the yard, you know. Mm.
Well, you've got 3 nice chances at headquarters. Who's your best of the 3 at Flemington?
Well, you can put me under pressure here because I think that all 3 will go really well. If I had to stick my neck out, I would probably say Hasseltoff because he won so well last time.
You got a winner at Camperdown?
No, we've taken the 2 runners out there. 1 ran yesterday, okay. And the other one taking him out as well.
Good luck today, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Mac de Kock joining us there. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of this, we'll have final scratchings at Flemington and we'll continue to find a winner today.
Where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
Final scratchings are through for Flemington and it is the same as the early scratchings, a total of 13. Race 2, take out 2, 6, 10 and 11. Race 3, take out 3. 5, 6 and 8. Race 5, take out 10. And in the last, take out 2, 5, 9 and 12. Looking forward to seeing a couple of nice runners from the Team McAvoy stable. Overexposures, one of the most popular runners of the day in Coolp, who we know there is a lot of expectation from, goes around in race number 8. And Calvin joins us. And I believe it's a big day for the team, Calvin, officially moving into Ballarat. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. I'm well. How are you?
Very well indeed. How has the preparation and the movement been for Ballarat?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, actually. We've had horses here basically just from the start of this week, end of last week, and they've settled in really well. We've sort of got 15 here at the moment. We're going to get another sort of 6 or 10 next week and just continue to build up. But that two-year-old that won yesterday at Geelong, he was the first horse in the yard and had his final bit of work down here, and it was fantastic to see him go.
Well, it was a nice start. He was impressive leading throughout yesterday, and it'd be even bigger and better if you could get a winner or two at headquarters today. Overexposure, drawn a nice gate. Damien Lane on board was so unlucky last start. There's a lot of ticks today.
Yeah, there certainly is. You know, it's not often a jockey comes back in and says they should have won by two, and that's exactly what Damien said. He just said he zigged when he should have zagged, but... look, he's trained on. We're up to the mile now. He's third up. He's fit. Everything. All the boxes are ticked. He won't have to get as far back as he did the other day. And yeah, if he can get a bit of room in that big long straight, I think he will take a power betting.
The mile does look to suit him down to the ground. He's got a great record over the distance. And from that barrier, you mentioned he could be close. Where would you ideally like to see him?
Oh, look, we're going to leave it up to Damien. He's now had a couple of sits on him. But, you know, he doesn't have an awful amount of early toe. But, look, if he were just to be, you know, midfield, as long as he was in a rhythm and got the splits, I don't think it would really matter where he is. But, you know, he's probably his best performance is when he came back, was in Adelaide and was last on the rail and Jamie Carr poked through. So there's always that sort of option.
Well, fingers crossed, a lot of punters will be with him today. What do we do with Coolf? I know the reputation and the expectation you guys have got on this galloper. He's got a lot of ability. He was really good first up. Then what happened last start at Flemington?
Yeah, look, he just ran a bit flat. I think what we're learning now is he's a genuine stayer. We're working back from an Adelaide Cup. That's where we want to get him. But... that's why he's been a month between runs from first up to second up and a month between runs again. I just think staying at the 1700 in his second up run, he just probably found him a bit sharp. I've decided to put a set of blinkers on him, which he's taken to beautifully. And he's actually hasn't moved to Ballarat yet, but he's been coming up here and doing some gallops up that hill. So I've been extremely pleased with him. He's very fit now, third up to this trip. And with the blinkers on, I'm hoping for a better run, and you know, I just think he'll continue to improve when we get him out to a mile and a half and beyond.
Will he show any more early speed with the blinkers on, or still settle back?
Well, look, taking along through his track work, his gallops, they don't fire him up exactly early. So he's still been very relaxed early, but they have been in the, you know, the last sort of 600 of his gallops, he's been a lot more focused. So that's what we want him for. Mm. I'm hoping he doesn't get all the way, you know, too far back, but. He does relax in them.
I'd imagine overexposure is your best, but you give Coolf a good winning chance as well?
Yeah, I really do. Like, you know, you take away a bit of a flat run last start, he's probably half the price, isn't he?
Absolutely. So he's around about 650 at the moment. So it's two good chances at Flemington. Gee, you've got a strong team at Murray Bridge as well. Can you leave us with a winner or two?
Yeah, I think we've got a nice horse running over there called Aten. She's a mare. She's finally stepping up to the 1400. She's had a couple of runs in Victoria, headed back there. So she's in race 7. I think she'll be very hard to beat. And I also don't mind our horse in the maiden Investiture. He sort of come up in leaps and bounds his preparation and a couple of good jump outs. So he's in race four, and I think those two are probably the best.
Good on you, Calvin. Best of luck today.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
So a 10, race 7 at Murray Bridge is currently $4.80 in Investiture. Race 4, number 3, is $4.60. So they're both decent prices, the best from the Calvin McAvoy stable as well. Time now to have a chat to Levi Cavanagh, who's been up on the Goldie for quite some time trying to sift through all of the 1,200 horses. And he's got a couple of nice chances today. G'day, Levi. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you going?
Very well, mate. How's the battle been?
It's been tough. It's been tough. I've been fighting it out. We've got four horses for the stable this week, but I've tried on a number, and it's been hard work. But no, good to secure four so far.
Well, that is good. And you might get a bit of money to pay for them today, because Wild Vixen goes around in the Magic Millions Fillies and Mares, and it's a strong race. But gee, she ran on really well last start at Eagle Farm. Takes on Theory and the Alike again. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, she's going really well. It's been an excellent preparation. Theory's a very good horse and going to be tough to beat. What I like today is we step up to 1,300 metres, where we're probably more suited. And I don't know if a Theory's going to be as suited as what we are. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping we can roll her in the final stages.
Well, she's got the Glenn Boss, the boss man on board as well. So I think she's around about a $15 chance. So each way play?
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping so. I mean, she ran third the other day in the list of Nudgee Stakes, and she was closing strongly. We've drawn well today. We're out in nine. I think she'll not be too far away. It'll just be about the final stages. The Theory's a very good horse. But, yeah, look, you know, we're really upbeat and positive about her. She's settled in well to the Gold Coast. She's in great form. Today's the grand final. I've set her for this race a long time ago, so couldn't be happier with the preparation so far. It's up to her today and Bossy, but he rode her on track work on Tuesday, and he said she's spot on and ready to go.
Two nice chances at Flemington as well. Nantucket is such an honest conveyance. Only missed a place once, and that was fourth of Pakenham, and there were some excuses that day, and just missed the bob at Caulfield last start.
Oh, no. He's ran second in the city four times. If you combine the lengths that he's been beaten by, it's 0.9 of a length in all four of them. So he's always around the place. I think I need to send him in to the plastic surgeon and get him a bigger nose. But look, he's an honest horse. He's drawn well today in three down the straight, and he's raced well down the straight his first time. So, yeah, look, I'm looking forward to seeing him today. He's a nice, progressive young horse.
He certainly is. He'll be hard to beat. And Kentucky Breeze to the mile at Flemington, warming up at the end of the 1,400. It's a race that looks quite nice for him at a decent price today as well.
Yeah, I think so. He hasn't won since about April last year, but we had a few problems with him in spring with his throat, and I think he's over that now. It was a great... We sort of put him away for a little bit and brought him back. It was sort of his first run in a while. Over the 1,400 a month ago, and I thought he was very strong to the line. A mile's going to suit him better today. I've got Canberra Wheeler on board, who's a young informed jockey, and he claims 3 kilos and brings us back on similar weights with the rest of the field. So for him, he's got a much higher rating than the rest of the field. So I think he's going to be placed well. He's drawn well. He should be very strong in the final stages of the race.
Three winning hopes. Who do you think's your best?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a really good day, or they could all run a place or not run as good. I think Kentucky's probably the one. I like his chances today. So, you know, the others are hard races. So, yeah, that will be the one I pick.
Well, we'll be following him today. Best of luck for the last session at the Goldie, and good luck today, mate.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Levi Cavanagh joining us there from the Gold Coast. It's just gone past 8 o'clock. On the other side of this, the punters panel assembles.